The employer census numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics show Wisconsin in a virtual tie for 41st in private sector job growth between September of 2011 and September of 2012. If you dig down three decimal places, Wisconsin ranks 44th. To give that some context, every one of Wisconsin's Midwest neighbors fared better, and private sector jobs in the U.S. economy as a whole grew twice as fast as in Wisconsin. Don Grimes is a labor market forecaster and analyst for the University of Michigan. Looking at Wisconsin's numbers, he says he was struck by job losses in Wisconsin's construction and retail industries.
Nationally, those two industries are growing. Both the construction and retail trade were adding jobs. So the fact that they're weaker in Wisconsin, or actually declining in Wisconsin, is really sort of notable.
Lewis Johnston is a professor of economics at the College of St. Benedict and St. John's University in Minnesota. He says neighboring states have seen big booms in the ethanol and healthcare industries. Wisconsin has not.
Jobs in healthcare are growing in Wisconsin, but they're not growing nearly as quickly as they are, for example, in Minnesota, or in the area of northern Illinois, centered around, say, Chicago.
University of Wisconsin-Madison economist Steve Deller blamed several factors for the job numbers. In an email, Deller said the austerity measures used to fix the state budget are still playing their way through the economy. Deller says political turmoil has been a factor, but says other states have been more aggressive on promoting job growth. Says Deller, quote, "simply stating Wisconsin is open for business is not a viable policy." Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.